law reform in the 90s, property legislation, vilification, things like that. How did you see that? Or is it important? Or
yeah, of course it's important, because it's, you know, it's that sort of, you know, movable, you're moving things on. And, you know, in today's sense, you know, it's marriage. But, yeah, it was, you know, all part of a process of trying to prod and poke and, you know.
So were you linked into, let's say, the gay and lesbian rights lobby?
Yeah.
Would there be meetings at any time, discuss what they're doing? Or?
Oh, yeah, of course. And, you know, you'd see people at things and, you know, functions and events and all that from other organisations.
Functions
and,
like what?
Oh, well, you know, whether it was an ACORN, you know, function or, yeah. Or a Mardi Gras function or, you know, gay and lesbian rights lobby function, and try and get all those different chords to come together.
No, not an informal relationship. It's an informal relationship with these people.
Yeah.
And did you see yourself playing an important role?
Well, you play a role, you know, you play whatever role you can where you are.
Being gay.
Yeah. And being, you know, true to those who, you know, you seek to represent.
Was there any particular issue that you feel that you took up and was successful?
Well, look, I think you've got to be really careful about this. You know, I think everyone makes a contribution. And the thing about politics is it's very rare that you can draw a line and say, I have achieved. Yeah. Right? It's a very infinite profession, if I could call it that. All you can do is try and, you know, bounce the balls in and keep them bouncing and try and get people along the way. But, you know, I just see myself as having sought to play a role in that. You know, I don't sort of claim success in, you know.
Yeah, but was there anything that you feel that was an achievement, well, like you, that there was something achieved, you were part of it, that was significant?
I think we moved the whole debate along in that period substantially.
On what?
On our access to government, right? Mm-hmm. And that comes in many, many and very different ways. You know, there's AIDS politics, you know, there was Mardi Gras politics, there was, you know, law politics. Mm. You know, I think it was a period where you weren't seen as people with two heads or four arms or whatever it was. Mm. I don't know, you might want to call it mainstreaming, I don't know. But, you know, it was about trying to get people in government to recognise, you know, a whole range of forms of discrimination and opportunity.
Comparing this to the early years of camp, when camp would go to Rand's door, knock, he would talk, and then he'd tell him to leave the office. It was a more professional approach by the gay community.
Well,
or was it more from
I think you know, like everything, things evolve, and. You know, I think this period was a period where there was a certain, you know, comfortness on both sides, you know, of the political equation. So the community organisations and the politicians, and then bureaucrats in, you know, whether it was organisations like the police force, which actually had to, you know, come to terms with, you know, marshalling for Mardi Gras and, you know, participating and, you know, organising all those things. And of course, police officers marching in that period. Yeah. You know, and AGs was funding things and, you know, so, I mean, there were things happening in all different places within the bureaucracy. Mm. And that was a good thing. Mm. So I don't think you take anything away from camp, you know, those early years. Mm. You know, it's a progression. Mm.